Good morning. This is MT Clark with a special announcement. Today's normally scheduled Bible study with the Sincatis podcast has been postponed until next Sunday, as our friend and Bible study author, Arthur Sincati, is spending the weekend at a Christian men's retreat. I apologize for not announcing that sooner, and hope you will join us for the next Bible study with the Sincatis that will take place prayerfully next week on Sunday, November 12th. I'm also happy to announce that Freedom in Christ Ministries is open registration for online classes in the spring of 2024, and invite you to see the course offerings and to register today for a course at FICM.org/courses/level1, get started. The link's on the blog. I will be facilitating the Freedom in Christ course for men on Monday evenings beginning on January 8th. And the times are 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 to 7:30 Central, 4:30 to 6:30 Mountain Time, and 3:30 to 5:30 Pacific Time, because we are nationwide. I invite any and all interested men to register today at FICM.org, FICM Courses, Freedom in Christ Course, Spring 2024. Again, the link is on the blog. Freedom in Christ Ministries and I look forward to seeing what the Lord will do through these courses to help people grow in their faith and to experience their freedom in Christ. Registration is open now, but class size is limited and registration closes on December 18th, so sign up today. So there is no Bible study with the Sincatis today, but there are new opportunities to grow in your faith with Freedom in Christ Ministries in the new year. I would also like to take this time to thank those who have recently listened to the podcast, subscribed to our YouTube channel, and who have been commenting on some of our discipleship class podcasts. Our ministry at mtforchrist.org and the MT for Christ 247 podcast is to encourage people to know who they are in Christ, to experience their freedom in Christ, and to live and walk out their Christian faith 24/7. And it is a great encouragement to me when I receive indications that the message is reaching and encouraging others. So thank you, and God bless you all.